Okay, let's begin. Okay, I want to continue from where we left off yesterday, and that's the Tanur Rabbanan here on the bottom. Okay, the Tanur Rabbanan here on the bottom. You see the Gemara here, four lines from the bottom. We have a lot to see here. Mahalach today, Tu B'Hashem, from our Rav Agon of Julti Zatzach, the great guy in the Sefer Mishas Yaivitz. It's unbelievable. So let's see the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, the Tanur Rabbanan. Adam, go ahead, you read the Gemara. Let's see inside. You got it there on the Gemara Michal on the bottom. Let's go, Tanur Rabbanan, go ahead.
Tanur Rabbanan, Nishru Rov Alav Nishayru Rov Miu, Kasher. Levash Tehei Avoso Kayemes.
Oh, so it says Beferish, that Rov of the leaves have what? Have been shaken off, and you just left a little bit of them, a Miu. It's Kasher, as long as what? As long as it's tripled vertex, which is avo, okay? So Gemara says that it's fine. Go ahead.
Hagufa kasha.
We got a problem. That itself is an internal problem. Why? Amros.
Amros nashu rov alav kasher v'hadar tani ubulbaj te avoso kayemes.
Oh, you say that most of the leaves fell off, and then you turn around and say that you need avoso to be kayemes. Go ahead. Caving to what? As long as you have two of the three leaves that have fallen off, then what? Avos. You're only left with one leaf. So how does what? So how do you fulfill the din of what? How do you fulfill the din of avos, right? Yeah? So it's a great kasha. Now I would have said when I was reading the Gemara, preparing the Gemara, I would have said maybe what it meant to say is that the shtarabo mute is kosher, bavache avoso kayemis, right? But the assumption of the Gemara is that every single row, right? It said that what? Rove, every single row, rove of them fell off. That's the assumption of the kasher, right? I would have said not that way. I would have said there's one rove that was still what? There's one row that was still good. No. The assumption of the kasher is that what? That every row has been what? Depleted. Is that correct? I mean, I wouldn't have said that, but it says nishparabo miut ma'olav is kosher, bavachi was kanemus. So Gemara jumps and says, must be every row was depleted. If every row is depleted, what's going on? So that's the assumption of the kasher, because I wouldn't have interpreted it like that, but the Gemara does. The Gemara says every row has been depleted. If that's the case, you're never going to get avos. So what's Gemara's answer?
Amaravai nishkafale the asa mitra.
Excellent. Now, what is asa mitra? Please get this down. Rashi says, the first pshat was grown on what? On borders. On the borders of the field. So since there's an open place, it's mishabech u'matzliach. There's like, you know, room for it. It's not crowded. So since it's makom ford, it's going to be mushbuch u'mutzlach. That's the first pshat of Rashi. What's the second pshat of Rashi? It's an Egyptian. Mitzroy either means borders, or Mitzroy either means what? Egyptian. Yes? Two pshatim and Rashi. So go ahead, what's unique about this?
The kind is Shiva Shiva Bethatina.
Oh, so there's this hadas is so unique that there's seven in one row. And the chinatri what? When four have been fell off, seven minus four is what? Is three. So at least you have three, you fulfilled the din of avos. Please get down in your notes. Rabbi Hananel has a third shot of what Mitzroy is. What's the third shot of Mitzroy? It's referring to the Adas that there are Tsarim. What is Tsarim? That there are a lot of narrow, its leaves are narrow. So there, since the leaves are so narrow, there can be a lot of leaves on it. So Rabbi Hananel has a third shot. Okay, that Mitzroy means from the word Tsar. What does the word Tsar mean? Narrow. So why don't you get the three pshatim? Either means borders, Egyptian, or it means narrow. Truth is, the last one tells you very clearly there are a lot of leaves. So there are seven. Okay, good. So that's the Gemara's answer. As long as you left with, so the Inachanami, I was wrong. Every row has been diminished, but it's gone down from seven to three. So if it's gone down from seven to three, we fulfill the din of what? We fulfill the din of avos. No problem. Please get this down. Very important. What happens, Lamais, if there's only left two B'chol Khan? What'll be the din? What will be the din if you're left only with two? It will be pasul. Even though there what? There were three apahadas or three bekanechot. And we know that what? Let's say there's it started off at three in one row and one leaf fell off, you're only left with two, it's kosher. Why is that okay? Because there's the principle of what? Dani. There's a principle of rubo kakulo. What's the principle of rubo kakulo? That two of three is good. But here, what's the din? Here, rove of the what? Last time I checked, you have seven leaves. So therefore, rove of the leaves have fell off. So therefore, what? What saves it? The shear of avos that you have three. So even though a rove has fallen off is kosher, this is what the Bach and the Taz point out. Halacha lemaisa. I do want you to get, though, the Taz writes, I do want you to get the Taz. The Taz says, Beferish, he quotes the sheet of the Ran. Jacob, please, that a hadas that has three, and it's missing one from every kind, is taka puzzle. So there is a sheet of what the Ran, the Taz quotes, that if there are three of the kanechad, and you're left with what? You're left with one thing, Lemaisa. You're left with one thing. What's the din? It's what? It's puzzle. So that's the sheet of the Ran. The Ran says if it started with three and one leaf fell off, it's puzzle. We normally assume three with one is Ruba Kakulu is kosher. So let's chazer over this din again. Again, if you normally have what? Three and one fell off, it's kosher. Why is that? Based on Ruba Kakulu. But here you had seven. Four fell off. So you don't have Ruba Kakulu. So what saves you? The fact that you have three there. The fact you have three there makes it okay. That's what the Bach in Tofresh Mem Vav Sivkon Bey says, and the Taz in Sivkon Ches. But the Taz there does quote a Ran that says, even if the Hadas has three and one Kan, and one leaf fell off, it's possible. That's a big Chiddush, but that's what we're assuming. Okay? Go ahead, finish this shtickle, go ahead. What do you say?
Amar Vayesh, Mamina, Hai Asa, Mitzra, Kashan.
Kashal Oshanta. You see that this border asa, this Egyptian asa, or what? This narrow-leaved asa is kosher lo-shana. What does oshana mean? Lulav hadas and arava together. Yes? That's the chiddush. Now what's the din lemaisa? That's the chiddush we see. Go ahead, frek the gemara.
Pshita, mahu de tema.
It's pshita, right? Why? This is a pshita din that it should be kosher. What do you know by it? Tell me that asa mitzra is kosher. Go ahead. Since it has a Shem Levoy, since it has a brand name, Shem Levoy, Donnie, let's get it. Lo what? Go ahead. Shouldn't be kosher. Why not? What's wrong with having a brand name? So according to the first shot of Rashi, if it grows on the what, the border, what's the big deal? That's not a what. That's not a brand name. Egyptian is a brand name. Egyptian is a brand name. Even according to Rabbeinu Hanan, it's not a brand name. The Kapos Tomorrow has this kasha. Only according to the second shot that it's Egyptian is it a brand name. But the first and third shot, why is that a brand name? So the Rechonir says, based on the Gemara earlier in Dafid Gimel, Abayis L'Shitoso, anything that's called on the place that it grew, like Merirta D'Agma, the Mara of the Swamp, anything that is called by the place where it grew is called a Shem Levoy. Okay? So please get that. Called the Shem Levoy Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, good. So I would have a Havamina what? That it's a Shem Levoy, it's possible. Come ahead, Kamash Milan, that what? Go ahead, Kamash Milan. Adam, that it's kosher. Kamash Milan, it's kosher. Even though it's a Shem Levoy, it's kosher. Frek the Gemara, go ahead. Maybe Taka Shem Levoy is Taka possible. Maybe it's not kosher. What's Gemara's answer? Oh, I don't care. As long as it's tripled, it's fine, no matter what. Even if it has a Shem Levoy, it's fine. Frek Tysis on the top. Go ahead, Ema. Ema
Hakinami. Tema, Maisoka Daita Lemipsale, Yishum Shem Levoy.
Yeah, what kind of Havamina should you possible because of Shem Levoy? That's what the Gemara meant when it said Ema Hakinami. Go ahead.
Hadas
Midi, Hadas Ksiv Bikrav? Does it say Hadas at all in the Pasuk? How what? We would have Makshir Hirduf yesterday. E what? Excellent. Unless it was for the fact that it said Drachay Dechanom. Doesn't say Hadas in the Chumash. That's only Mishnayis. That's only Torah Shabbat the word Hadas. I would have even thought Hirduf was okay. If it wasn't for Drachay Dechanom. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here, Avram? That what? That you see this brand name shouldn't make a difference. So Tosafot supplies by Akasha. Says the Aruch Lanier, if you look in the Ritva, you know what the answer to that Akasha is? That's Gufa the Gemara's answer. Shame avos amar chmona mikol makom. In a chanami. That's the answer of the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara lebaisa, that's kufa the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to entertain it. Maybe a shame lebaisa should be false. The Gemara says, no. The fact that Hadas is not in the Chumash, show, and to the degree we would have thought here if it was okay, you see that you don't, brand names don't make a difference. Brand names only create psulim when the Torah defines an exact what? When the Torah defines an exact min. You follow me? That I don't want a brand name on that min. But here the Torah is not defining lamais. It doesn't say hadas. It says you need a min that matches avos. That could be a lot of different things. Even here, if we thought it was good. If it wasn't for the derech hardechem, emes shalom v'avol. Yes? So therefore, the Rav Lanier points out, that's goof with the Gemara's answer. Gemara's answering is that since hadas is not written in the Chumash, even a brand name is taka fine. Now, I want you to get this down. The Torah's chesed writes, he believes this tais is against the Rambam. How is this tais against the Rambam? How is this tais against the Rambam? What do we? Well, what we say from the Rambam? That we had a Kabbalah in Torah Mishinai that what? What was the Kabbalah in Torah Mishinai? We know already what a hadas is. We're just trying to find Ramazim for it. We're just trying to find Ramazim for it, says the Torah's chesed. Right? Rambam says we knew by Kabbalah, the Chacham knew by Kabbalah, it's avos men a hadas. We're just trying to find a remez in the psukim. You know what he says from our taisvus? Get this down. The Torah discussed it. Rachaim Simon Lamadal Osvav. He says the taisvus held the Rambam was wrong. Because what do you see from our taisvus? Taisvus understood what was the havamina to pass a mishum shem lavoy. That's you see from taisvus the what? The feed dvar of moving my socket that lifts. According to the Rambam, you understand why there'd be a havamina to pass a brand name. Why? Why would there be a Havamina apostle brand name according to Rambam? Because we already have a Mesorah what the Hadas is. That it's a Hadas. So don't give me a brand name Hadas. It's only a regular Hadas, a generic Hadas, not a brand name. But the fact that Tysus stands on his head and says, what is the Havamina apostle? What does that indicate? You know what that indicates? That indicates that the Tysus held the Gemara is taka grappling. What is a what? What is a Hadas? We're not assuming they had a Masorah. The Gemara is trying to define what it means, the myrtle in the Torah. Okay? And that's why the Gemara, Tosis asks Akasha, why is there a Havamina apostle avoid? Because Tosis Tak understood there was no Masorah about it. And that we're just trying to find a remnant. We're trying to find exactly what you're supposed to shake for that third min. Plain and simple. So the Torah discussion makes a beautiful aura on this Tosis. Everyone got what I'm saying? It's a very sharp Nakuda. Comes out that the Tais is arguing on this Rambam. Okay? You got that? Donnie, the Rambam is saying, according to the Rambam or Nevuchim, we have a Mesorah what Hadas is. We're just trying to find a remnant from the Pasuk. Tais is saying, no, we don't know. We really didn't know. And the Gemara Torah is trying to find where it is. And therefore the Gemara is so bothered. Tais is bothered by what kind of Havamina is that Shem Levoy should pass it. So it comes out to be a Machlekes Tais and the Rambam. This whole exploration as to what the third min is. Is that we had a Mesorah, we're just trying to find a remez? That's the Rambam, the Mordevuchim. According to Tosis, no. We're trying to find out exactly what that third min is, plain and simple, without a doubt. Okay? All right. Very good. This brings us to the following, Halacha Lamais, and that's why we're Makbid Lamais, not to have a shame of void when the Torah says, I want Azov, Moror. But when the Torah says, it's Eitz Avos Stam, anything that says Avos is kasha. That's what the Ritva writes. And that's why we can answer Taisus kasha. That's good for the Gemara's answer. Okay, according to what? According to the Ritva, Taisus kasha is really answered. The Gemara is saying, Eitz Avos Stam. Eitz Avos Stam means a brand name would even be kasha. And therefore, Hadas Mitzrah is good. Halach Lamaisa. Hadas Mitzrah is good. Okay.
Would that also be against the Rama?
Yeah, the Ritva. Lamaisa, yeah, the Ritva seems to be. The Ritva seems to be saying, I don't know necessarily, yeah, because the Ritva just saying that the Taitch of the Gemara is that what? Everything goes, even a brand name. But I'm saying, Taisus really shows it, Adam, because he's saying, why would you have a Havamina apostle? Must be that they were really grappling, okay? The Ritva's just saying that's good for the Teretz of the Gemara. Okay, next line of the Gemara, then we have to embark upon the Shtickle, okay? And then we have to embark upon the Shtickle of Zhulti. Let's see, Vaitim. Says the Gemara. Look, guys, look closely. What do we start today? Come on, Sweet. The Tanur Rabbanan was Nishru! The leaves have fallen off! I didn't even notice this till preparing the shtickle. What's the next price? The Tanur Rabbanan.
Tanur Rabbanan
Wow. The rove of the leaves dried out. Vinisharubo what? What's Vinisharubo? What do you got? You got three budim that are lachin, three wet ones that are moist and not dry. What's the din? Kosher. But if the less than three olim, you're done. Okay, go ahead. Look at the picture. They got to be on the top. They got to be on the top, the moist ones. So what do you have in the Gemara, guys? This embarks upon the shtickle. You have two topics in the Gemara. Nishru, which is the leaves falling off, and you have dry. What did it say by the leaves falling off? As long as you have avos, three. 7 minus 4 is 3, it's fine. What did the Gemara say by the dry? As long as you have on the top wet, it's good. Yes? Is that chlor in the Gemara? That's what we saw in the Gemara. Yes? Jacob? Okay, let's get this. Says the Mishnah Shaivitz, the great Gaon of Zhulti, the following. Please get this all down. Some of it maybe we'll write on the board, others not, but you have to write everything in your notes. Let's get it. Says Rav Zhulti, unbelievable Mahalach, that he points out, let's start like this. Okay? Let's start like this. Let me ask you a question. Donnie, get this down. A shota, a hot shota, is kosher or pasul? What did we learn yesterday? So machloikis, okay, we paskin pasul, so machloikis in the Gemara though, right? So machloikis in the Gemara. According to the Man D'Amar, that it is what? That it is pasul. Right, that it's called a hadashota, mar bar amemar, said to amemar, that's called a hadashota. Let me ask you a question. Get it down. Number one, kasha, Adam. Why is hadashota not in the Mishnayis? Why is it not in the Mishnah? Gezel's in the Mishnah. Yavish is in the Mishnah. Michal, you follow me? Why is a hadashota not in the Mishnah? Is being puzzled. If you hold like the mandamar, Jacob, you're writing this down? If you hold the hadashota is puzzled, why wasn't it not in the Mishnah? Hadas Gozel, Hadas Yovish. Why is Hadas Shoita not in the Mishnah? And I want to strengthen that kasha. What does the Mishnah say on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis? You heard of Tzifzif? What's a Tzifzif? A Tzifzif is a type of Arava that's puzzle. Is that in the Mishnah there? On Lamed Gimel?
Yeah.
Is it on the bottom or is it on the top? On the bottom. Tzifzif's right there. It's Psula. You know what a Tzifzif is? What's a sifsif? Rashi says minarava. Rashi says beferis, it's a minarava and it's round. You know how it's supposed to be like this, a rava, not round. Round is puzzle, but Rashi says it's a minarava. Gemara says later on, the Gemara has puzzle from a puzzle, it's round. Let me ask you a question. Why is hadashoita not in the Mishnah? Let's get it. Why is hadashoita not in the Mishnah, but sifsif is in the Mishnah? Hadash Shoyt is a puzzle, huh? That's according to that man Damer. A Tzifzif is a puzzle, a Rava. So why is a Hadash Shoyt what? Not in the Mishnah, but a Tzifzif is. Okay? Let's write it. Why is Hadash puzzle? Hadash Shoyt lo be Mishnah? It's not the Mishnah, Lamaisa. It's lo be Mishnah. But Tzifzif is. All right? Tzifzif. Is b'mishnah. You got it? That's the first kasha. Michal, you got this? You got a pen? Lamaisa, here, take my pen. Let's go. Why is a hadashoyt apostle not in the Mishnah? And why is sifsif? Says Rav Zhulti. Let's get it.
What is sifsif?
Sifsif is a round arava. Arava has to be normally like this. If it's round, it's apostle. That's in the Mishnah. Why is a hadashoyt not in the Mishnah? Says Rav Zhulti, the answer is the following. Please get it. Nira Mukhruch must be that a Hadash Shoyt is not a Hadash Puzzle. It's not a Min Hadash. It's not a Min Hadash. What's a Min Hadash? When it's eight Avos. If it's not Avos, it's not a Min Hadash. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. Because what does it teach us in the Mishnah, Jacob? Only things that are Hadassah, but they're Puzzle. But things that are not a Min Hadash did not make the Mishnah. Says Rav Zhulti, must be Hadashoyta lo have a Min Hadash. It is not a species of a Hadash. Therefore, it does not appear in the Mishnah.
It's called a Hadashoyta.
Ah, you're right. Good point. But Hadashoyta, the fact that it's a Meshuggah, is not a Hadash. Good point. But it's not a hadash. Excellent, Dani. He says it's not a minhag different. Did not make the Mishnah. Okay, by the fact that calls it the shot is trying to tell you it's not a what? It's not a hadash. It's a good, very good up nekuda. Ah, memela. One sec, Adam. Get this down. Adam, let's get it. If you look in the Rambam, which I told you guys to do closely, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Here we go. You ready? Anaf eitz avos omer b'toyra hu hadash olav choytzef choyfev. Koyfin is eitzoy. You go to Yishlosha Olin or Yeso, I can be give a lechet. Three from one row. Avam Yishnein Olin, B'shav Ezeh, Keneget Zeh, V'ol HaShlish L'malamien, if the third one's on top, Ein Zeh Ovas. Avam Nikra Hadash Shoyte. What does the Rambam not write, Avram? Get everything down. The Rambam doesn't say it's puzzle. He just says what? Ein Zeh Ovas. He doesn't say Hadash Shoyte is puzzle. He calls it a Hadash Shoyte. It's a Min Acher. It is not the Kosher Min. That's what the Rambam says, a beautiful deal. He never says puzzle. He never says puzzle. What does the Rambam say? Lo have avos. That's all the Rambam says. He didn't say that it's puzzle. You know why? Because it's not even a min hadas. Yehuda, you following me? That's the deal in the Rambam. However, when it comes to Arava and Halacha Dal, what did he write? Avram. V'yesh min acher domu la'arava. El sha'alu shalog agul. But its leaf is what? Its leaf is round. The Zeo Nikra Tzifsefa, the Hipsula. He writes black and white. By Tzifsefa, it's an Arava Psula. He has no problem writing that it's a Psula. By a Tzifsefa, he writes, Tzifsefa, he writes that it's a what? Arava Psula. Amazing. That's how Rav Zulti tells us, teaches us how to read the Rambam the Gemara. Beautiful deal. Memele, let's get this. The nafkamina ledina. What's the nafkamina ledina in these two approaches? I gave you the Rosh in Simon Yudalin. The Rosh quotes a machloikis in the Gaonim. What is the machloikis in the Gaonim? Are you allowed to add on to your arba minim, Dani? I have a shugan hadas. I have three beautiful hadasim. I want to make it look nicer. We discussed this by Baal Taisif. Can I add a meshug and a hadas or not? Says one gon, so machloikis in the gonim, Rav Netroinoi gon, says it's mitzvah min a mufkar, you can. So does Rav Platya gon. So does Rav Platya gon. Because it says in Ezra, v'ale hadas, v'ale eitz avos. It's mashma halach l'maisa. It's mashma, is it considered to be what? Is it considered to be Baal Taisif or not? That's a big machloikis in the Gonim. Whether you're allowed to do it or not. The Bahag writes, you're not allowed to. The Bahag says it's also Rav Nertroina Gon, and Rav Plachi Gon said it was Mutter. Aye, how can it be Mutter? It looks like they grow in the same row. They look the same. Only problem is there's a little difference with the vertex. But he says they're all the same min. So what's the nafkamina, guys? Get it down. If it's considered to be a new min, then it's usher based on Baal Taisif. It's usher based on Baal Taisif. But if it's considered to be the same min, it's just puzzle, then you would be what? You'd be able to add it on L'shem Noi. So the nafkamina is, let's get it down in the Gonim. The rush I gave you in Simon Yadalit, nafkamina is, Legabe Baal Taisif, can you add on? Baal Taisif Yachol, Losif, Yicholo Sif Hadas Shot or not to three others that are kosher. Well, that depends. You're not allowed to add a new min. That's Baal Taisif. Well, if it's a new min, it's usher. But if it's the same min, it's just puzzle, then it could do it for beautification purposes. So that comes out to be a very good what? Nafkamina Ladina. One sec, Don. So says Rav Zulti, please get it. Says Rav Zulti, if you look in the Rambam, what would you say the Rambam would say?
You can't use it.
You cannot be most of it because it's a new min. He holds like who? The Bahag. However, what? However, if you add on a Tzifsefa, what would be the din?
It's kosher.
You would not be over Baal Taisif. Why? Because the Min Arava. Because the Min Arava, Halacha L'maisa. And the Rosh that brought Arayah's Min Hadas, we see Halacha L'maisa that what? That it wouldn't be Baal Taisif. Okay? So you see how it sets up a beautiful Nafkamina? Please get this down. Now, says Rav Zulti, he doesn't think it's Mukhruch, this Nafkamina. Why not? Because he points out that there's a Gemara in Nida on Daf Nun Amid Beis. There's a Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Amid Beis that there's certain species of animals. Dani, there's certain species of animals that are kosher and tahar, even though they were born from the same mother. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara says that Tarnagol the Agma, there are certain Tarnagols, the roosters that from the swamp are usher, certain chickens that are from the swamp are mutter. So Lomaisa, it's very strange. A Hadas, Abos, Hadas, Shaita, even though they grow in the same row, they look the same, it could very well be that what? That they're considered to be two different minim. Could be that they're two different minim, and Mela, you would be over Baal Taisim. So he wants the Taina, Lach Lomaisa. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that there's a possibility that even though that they grow the same, it might be what it might be considered to be a min acher. And that's the case here. We have one is Zachar, one is an Akeva. So you want to say maybe it's not such a good nafkamina, but please get that down. Yes, Donnie.
Wouldn't it be worse for to add something that is of the same name of apostle than to add a different min? I'm saying we did noy.
Noy is fine. Remember we said anything that's done l'shem noy is not baal teisa, the Ritter said. But if you're trying to what? Not do l'shem noy, anything that's a new min is a problem baal teisa. You're not allowed to make chamesh shitzios, chamesh box of tefillin. You're adding on 4 min and noy. I think there's 5. That's the issue. If I'm sticking with the same min, just adding on for purification, no problem. Okay?
Since baal teisa only talk about the same min, is it baal teisa anything?
Baal teisa is adding a new min, we said. A new min. If you're in the same min, just trying to beautify, it's not a problem. Okay?
How is a Hadash Shota considered beautifying?
Yeah, the more it looks nicer, the more foliage. The more foliage, it looks nicer. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
Would this go with Rav Eliezer Meir Horowitz yesterday that said it's a Tanai because otherwise it's not even doesn't have shame Hadash?
Well, yeah, it seems to be that if it's a new min, that's not a shame Hadash. That goes well with that. Yes?
It's not even. It doesn't
even have the shame of it. Yeah, it would not be. It shows it's not the min hadas, koveya, correct. That goes well with that. Very good. Okay, let's take this a step further now, guys. Please get this. I gave you the Rambam. Please get this down. Where's the Rambam? Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. What did the Rambam say there? He said that avos is a problem. If it's not avos, it's called the nikra hadashoyt. He didn't say pulse is not called avos. What did the Ravid say there? Who can remember what the Ravid said? I'm going to read you the Lashon. Basagas Ravid, Asher Kosa Ravid Zal V'Sarchlios Kain B'Kol Ashiro Rubo. What does the Magen Mishnah say that means? What does it mean? Either Rove of it has to be what? Meshulash or what? Or Kol. Either Rove or Kol. Yes? Okay, you see, either he says Kol or Rove. That's what the Ravid says. In order for it to be Kosher, that's what he says. Okay? Now get this down. The Kesef Mishnah right there quotes the Tur. What does the Kesef Mishnah quote in the name of the Tur? So again, what's the next step he wrote? Number 5. Maybe you can be Dolcha than Afkamina. Number 5 was from that Gemara Nida. Dolcha and Afkamina, maybe it's possible to say that what? If we have two different what? Could be the Maisa, that one it might still be 2 minute. Even though it grew the same, in the same row, we still view this. Remember we said, if it grows the same, it's 1 minute. Remember we said that? You could ding zak on that. You have two things that came from the same mother. One was considered to be a zakar, one's kosher, one's not. So it doesn't necessarily mean if it grows together that it's considered to be the same min. Okay, so we're dokhan and afkamina. What's number 6? What does the Ravid say? What does he say? Rubo or kulo? Oh, kulo. Rubo or kulo. What does the Kesef Mishnah come along and say? See? Kesef Mishnah comes along and says the following. Look at the Tur. And what does the Tur say? The Tur says, B'shem the Gonim, that you need the whole shear to be what? You got me? He says you need the whole shear, the Gonim said, to be avos. And if not, it's basal. And what does the Baal Iter say? One row is fine, and he says, V'chein kas of a Rambam. V'chein kas of a Rambam. The Tur says... That the Tur says, B'shem who? B'shem the Iter, Baal Iter, and Rambam, that what? Rak Shurachas is enough. What does the Kesef Mishnah say on that? Kesef Mishnah, what are you talking about? Where does the Rambam say that one line is enough? Kesef Mishnah asks, Minayin Zeb Shapa Rambam. How do you see that in the Rambam? The Rambam never said a word that one line is enough. He just quoted the din straight up. that you need what? You need avos. Quoted the Gemara straight up. So, Lamaisa says to Zolti, please get it, in the Hesber of the Baal Iter, that according to the Rambam, Harashot is what? What do we say Harashot is? It's not a min what? It's not a min hadas. If you're not eight sovos, it's not a min hadas. So the Baal Iter says, one row is enough. Why is one row enough, Donnie? Because that shows that you're in that family. It shows that it's the right family. Like you said, Adam, very good from Lozman Horovitz. That it's a simon that it shows that what? As long as you have one row, it's a simon that this is the right hadas, min eight sovos. Because if it wouldn't be min eight sovos, it wouldn't even have one row. So that's what the Baal Iter says, yes? You got what I'm saying? So if that's the lumdus in the Baal Iter, please get it down, Avram. That's the lumdus in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says it's not eight sovos, it's not min hadas. What do you need to show it's in the family of a hadas? All you need is one row. That's why the Torah assumed that the Baal Iter and the Rambam hold one row is enough. Because you say the lumdus of a hadas should is that it's a meshug and a hadas, that it's not a min hadas, one row that has three should be enough. And therefore that's what the Torah writes beautifully in the Rambam. But if you hold like the Rosh, that a hadas shoyt is a what? Is a min hadas, but it's a posel hadas, then one row is not good enough. What are you going to need? You're going to need row for all of it to show me that it's good. Please get that last nakuda down. Beautiful vort, lomaisa. Okay? So it comes out, halacha lomaisa, comes out based on all this, that if you say like the Ravid, what does the Ravid hold? What does the Ravid hold, guys? That a hadashot has to be what? The whole shear or the rov, yes? What does the Magen Mishnah say? Magen Mishnah says it should be the whole thing. Magen Mishnah said he thinks it's got to be the whole thing. So what's the pshat? Because anything that's not avos is what? It's like a min akher and it's chaser ashir. So what's the Ravid hold, Avram? The Ravid holds the same lumdus. But in order to determine that it's in the family of the right hadas, it's not enough to have what? One line. You need rov, or you need even what? The Magen Mishnah says kulo. Get that nakuda out. They both agree with the lumdus. They just argue on the detail. How much do you need to prove it's from that family? Is it one line, or need rubo, or you need kulo? The Rambam and the Baal Iter say one line. The Ravid will say not that way. You need much more than that. The Ravid will say you need much more than that. The Ravid will say you need to have osher or not. Whereas the Rosh is saying no. The Rosh is saying that it's a psul. In order to get rid of the psul, you need ruv or kol. You could go that one or two ways. Why do you need ruv or kol? Maybe to get rid of the psul, or maybe to prove that it's part of the family. But the Magen Mishnah there holds like who? What does the Magen Mishnah say? Jacob? The Magen Mishnah holds like the Rosh. That what? That a hadashet is like a min hadas, but it's puzzle. So it doesn't even help ruv. You need mamish kol. And if it's missing the shear, I use the lashon kimin akher. He didn't mean kimin akher, says Rav Zhulti. Doesn't mean that it's a hadas shot, it's not min eight sovos. He meant to say it's like a hadas, it's hadas posel. So it's like missing the shear. So the Magen Mishnah took the rush to the extreme. And the reason why I need coal is to get rid of what? To get rid of the psul. Okay? It's like nechser ashir. You can't say rubo kakulo. Okay. Now, up till now, how are we interpreting the Rambam and the Ravid? How are we interpreting the Rambam and the Ravid? Please get this down, Avram. We're interpreting that it was what? It was grown like this. The Poshup Shah of the Rambam and Ravid is it was grown like this. Because what did the Ravid say? Hadashot has to be Kol Ashir Arubo. Yes? You follow what I'm saying? So according to the Ravid, it's grown like this. Betolda. And this is clear in the Magen Mishnah too as well. Because he said, if we're talking about that the leaves have fallen off, it's not shaykh to call it min acher. But it was grown like this. You follow me? It's grown like this. That's why he says if it's not avos completely, it's nechser ashir. So the interpretation of the Rambam Ravid we want to suggest, it was betolda so far. It's betolda. It was actually what? Built like this. Wasn't the fact that the leaves have gone off. The Mela, this is the pshat in the Rambam and the Ravid. That hadas is betolda pamachas. As long as it had it in its life, three on one row, it's fine. But if it's rov, it's a hadas shaitan. According to the Rambam, it's kosher. Why is it kosher according to the Rambam? Because as long as it had one row, it shows it's a sim, it's eight avos. If it didn't have even one row, then you're done. I don't care what happens, Lomaisa, Rov Hadas is Shaitet. As long as I know that what? That there was one row, it shows that it's Min Hadas. And that shows it's fine, and that's the Shitas Rambam. So what do you see Pshat in the Gemara? What did the Gemara say, Adam? Sar Shate Avoso Kayemis. What does that mean? It's enough to have what? What does it say in the Gemara? Klosa Bechad Kinet. Sagil is that, because that's, I, Rovitz, Keshot, I could care less. Rovitz, Keshot, that's like the leaves fell off. Still kosher, because why? There's a din avos. And that's the pshat, Lamaisa. What does the Ravid say to that, Jacob? What does the Ravid say to that? The Ravid agrees to the Rambam. But he says, well, you need more than that. What do you need? You need to have the whole shear. You need to have the whole shear, Lamaisa. It's not enough to have one line. You need to have the whole thing to show me that it's part of this family. What happens if Rove the leaves fell off? What would be the din? What would be the din according to the Rive if Rove the leaves fell off?
Puzzle.
It still would be kosher. No, because all din of avos is kayemis. All I need is what? One row, Lamaisa.
And according to the Rive?
Even according to the sheet that's arrived, because Nishu Rove Avav doesn't make a difference to me. We're going to see when the Rive argues. Okay, we'll see when the Rive argues. But the poshup shot is that what? Is that Rive would agree in a case where it was once there, it's fine. As long as you had Rove there to establish it, they don't have to be last thing there. You follow what I'm saying? Please get that included down. The Rive is being maskim to the Rambam, that they don't have to be there the whole time. The question is, the machlek is in order to establish it originally that it's a min hadas, is one line enough? That's the Rambam. Ravid says you need Rove, or even Kol. And what does the Baal Yitr say? What does the Baal Yitr say, Adam? He says, Tchiloso is Kisofo. Meaning the Tchil is what? Is B'chad Kin, one row, and the rest of it is Kishoita, still kosher. And the Tur says, the Rambam says the same thing. Because we see there's a Din Ovos. But what did the Rambam argue on the Yitr about? What did the Rambam argue on the Yitr about, Avram? Get it down. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, a Perches Allah, hey, Nishru of Olav, what do you need? The Rambam says, you don't need to have it on the top of the leaves. The Yitr says you do. Again, the Yitr says you do. So let's get it. The Yitr, Baal Yitr says you need a Perosh Abad. The Rambam, in which halacha, says you don't need it. The Rambam, my Nishru Rov Olav, says you don't need it. Nishru. Talk about Nishru. Nishru. Where did it mention Rov Shabbat in our Gemara? You read it nicely. Only by Yavish, no? Didn't it?
Thought, yeah.
But only mentioned Rosh Shabbat by Yavish, the second topic in the Gemara. Never mentioned it by Nishru Rov Olav. The Inter requires it by Nishru Rov Olav. The Rambam says no. Rambam lo maskir lo Rosh Shabbat by Nishru Rov Olav. Rambam lo maskir, why not? Because you already know the family. You already know the family, Lamaisa. So you don't need to be on Rosh Shabbat. Okay? So we have this Machlokes Rambam in the what? The Baal Yitr detail, even though one line was enough. But the question is, do you need what? Do you need Rosh Shabbat or not? Rambam says, all you need is one line by Nishru Rov Olav. You don't need Rosh Shabbat. Where did the Gemara mention Rosh Shabbat? Only by Yavish. I would have said like the Rambam. The Baal Yitr applied it also to what? The Gemara only has it by Yavish. He applied to Nishru Rov Olav. Yes? Oh, now I want to get you to get this down. This whole approach is assuming the Rambam and the Rive that was grown like this. I want you to know that the Chuvus HaRosh says not that way. Chuvus HaRosh in Klal Chav Dalet Simen Yud Aleph, quoted in the Beis Yosef, quoted in the Beis Yosef, yes? According to Beis Yosef, presents the Machlokes Rambam Ravid differently. You know what he says? It wasn't talking about a gru like that, but rather, what's it talking about? It's lo mairi b'hadas b'tolda. Because if Rov grew, it's hadas shoytin pamachas, gadol b'tilta, it's not talking about that. It's talking about it was eitz avos originally, and what happened? The leaves fell off now. The Ravid says in that case it would be possible. So I want you to get the presentation of the Chuvus HaRosh that the Machlokes Rambam Ravid is talking about Nishru Rov Olav. And so says the Tur. Also, the Tur, when he presents the Machlokes Rambam Ravid, presents it as being a case of Nishru Rov Olav. That's what we're stressing from Rav Zhulti. Rav Zhulti's Mechadish that this Machlokes Rambam Ravid has nothing to do with what the Chuvus HaRosh and the Tur present. The Poshup Shad of Machlokes Rambam Ravid, that's the way it was grown. But please get down. get down that the Rosh, the Chumas HaRosh and the Torah's son present the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, that it was Nisha Rov Olav. And Rav Zhulti says it's very difficult. That's not the Pashas of the Rambam at all. So right on the board, Lamaisa, the Rosh, Lamaisa, Chumas HaRosh, Chumas HaRosh, and the what? Chumas HaRosh and the Tur, father and son, Masbir, Machlekes, Rambam Ravid, that it's discussing what? Nishu Rov Olav. Nishu Rov Olav. That's not the Pashas at all, says Rav Zhulti. Pashas of the Rambam, the Rambam never mentioned Nishu Rov Olav. Bless you, what did the Rambam mention? The Rambam mentions it's the way it was grown, Poshup Shad. That's the Pashas. And therefore he says you need to Shir Rubo. The Ravid would be Maskim, as we said. That as long as it was grown that way, I don't care whether what, whether all of it fell off. So this is the Chiddush he wants to point out. Oh, so this brings us now to Vayter in this Mahalach. Let's get it. If you look in the Gemara says, Halacha L'maisin, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say there, Adam? Go ahead. Rashi says an amazing thing. What's this Chiddush? You see the Rashi there? Yeah, read that Rashi, Barosh Kol Echad. Yeah, very good. Go ahead.
Barosh Kol Echad, Shihu Alin, Halachin, Barosh Habadim. Vav Emzaim, La Hadaru.
Wow. He says in the middle it's not Hadar. He says in the middle it's not Hadar. Vav Emzaim, La Hadaru. Please get that. Rashi writes, Beferish is La Hadaru. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perichas Halacha Hay, Hadash Shinoktam Rosho Kosher, Nishurov Olav, Ishtaru Shlosh Olav, Kanechad Kosher. What does the Magid Mishnah say? What does the Magid Mishnah say there, Avram? You remember? In Ishtaru Shlosh Olav, Kanechad, Kol Kano Kano Posheru. So the Magid Mishnah quotes the Rambam that you need Nishurov Olav, you need what? Nishlisho Bekanechad to be kosher. Yes? Nishlosho Bekanechad to be kosher. Is that the Pshat? That's the Pshat, Lamaish. Nishlosh of a Kanecha to be kosher. That's the Chiddush. Okay? You have the Choy, you have the pen. Just for one sec. I want to Ma'ir one thing. The Rashi says in the middle, just one sec. Rashi says in the middle, Lamaisa, it's considered to be not Hadar. Yes? Rashi says it's considered not to be Hadar. Thank you very much. Rashi says considered not to be Hadar. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Nishuro of Olav, the Kanechad is kosher. So what's going on here? So the way the Magid Mishnah presents the Rambam, Halacha L'maisa, in Nishtaru Shloshon the Kanechad, each Kan u'poshedu. Okay, the Rambam says you need to have Shloshu the Kanechad in order for it to be kosher. Yes? On the top or the bottom? Does the Rambam say anything about the top? Does the Rambam say anything about the top or not? He only said it by Yavish. He never said it by Nishu Rov Olav. So it seems like some machlokes between who? Rashi says the middle's not Hadar. Rambam says what? As long as you have one line. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah. Please get it. And he says the Tur did not understand the Divrei Rabbeinu. He held like what? The Tur did not understand the Divrei Rabbeinu Elisover, like the Sfar Bal Iter. That one line is enough. One line is enough. What does the Baal Iter say? Because the Baal Iter compares it to dryness. When you have what? Dryness, all you need is one line. So too by Nishu Rov Olav, it's also the same thing. So please get this down. The Baal Iter equates Yavish, Avram, and what else? Nishu Rov Olav. Whereas the Rush is Mechalik. The Rush says by Yavish, at least the stuff's still there. At least the stuff's still there. So by Yavish, since the stuff is still there, it's much different. So that's what he asks. According to the Baal Iter, why does the Gemara say, oh, that if all the leaves fell off, you don't have avos, and we came up with a case of 7 minus 4 is 3, why didn't the Gemara just say that what? Rov Olin fell off, and you only have what? You have one line there. Rov Olin fell off, and you only have one line. You follow me? So if Rov Olin fell off, you only have one line, the Gemara could have given that Terence. So this is a tremendous chiddush lemaisa. She said, "Ishtar shloshon in the kanechad, bechol kan lemaisa, bechol kan the kan." So you see, the Beferish Lechem Mishnah is asking a great kashin. He says, according to the Baal Mitzvah, why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Why does the Gemara have to stand on its head? It's the hottest mitzvah. 7 minus 4 is 3. Just say what? Just say Rov fell off. So the Kesef Mishnah says another kasha. Let's get it. That's one kasha. Number one kasha is the Baal Mitzvah. What's the second kasha? Why did the Rambam leave out the Brisa? What does it say? You need what? You need Rosh Rav Chista. Rosh Kolecha Vecha by Nishtaru. By Yofshu. Why did the Rambam leave it out? Why is that a Pella? Kesef Mishnah says what he left it out. What do you mean he left it out? The Rambam has an empirical sign of Lachaches. He says you need by what? Hadas Varava, you need Barosh Abad. So you didn't leave it out. How can you tell me he left it out? Kesef Mishnah knew all the Rambams. Please get these two kashas down. Number one, Avram what? What's number one? According to the Baal Yitr, if you have one line is enough, then why does the Gemara have to say 7 minus 4 is 3? Just say Rov Olav. That's the case. Right. And one was left. One kasha. Two kashas. Second kasha is that the Magid, the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam, he left out the Din Rosh called Bad Obad. He left it out. What do you mean he left it out? Second kasha. Rambam has a Beferish. In Perek Zion, Allah Ches says you need a Barosh Bad. So how can the Kesef Mishnah say you left it out? You got the two kashas? Second kashas, the Kesef Mishnah makes a statement asking Ram, why did Ram leave out the din about Barosh Kol Bad Babad? He left out the whole din of Rav Chista, Barosh Kol Lecha Vecha. Why did Ram leave it out? Why did Ram leave out the din? So the two kashas are number one. What are the two kashas? In 13. Peshnei Kushios. One kasha is what? What's the first kasha? First kasha is what? What's the first kasha? Shtei kushis. The first kasha is what? Gemara. Hayat sarich what? Hayat sricha lomar. Nishu rov olav. Not give this case of hadas. What's number two? Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says Shomer Sharambam Mashmit Rosh Habad. What do you mean? Haray Hu Omer it said. Omer Etzel Legabe what? Legabe Yovish. Right? He says it by Yovish. Right? Yeah? So what's going on? Those are the two kashas. In the 13th slot. You follow me? So says Rav Zhulti, please get it. V'nira b'beira dvorim, he says. V'nira b'beira dvorim. He says the following. The Rambam has it b'feirish, l'maisa. So the distinction is the difference between what? Yavesh and Nishru Olav. The Shtei Allah is miyuchad the same. Only by Yavshu does the Rambam write, Barosh Abad. But by Nishru Olav, all you need is one line. All you need is one line and one line alone. There's Svei Dinim. That's 14. There's Yavesh and there's Nishu Rov Olav. There are two different Dinim. One is Yavesh and one is Nishu Rov Olav. And therefore, the only time you need what? Rosh Avad is by Yavesh. Why? What's the Getter Advarim? Please get it down. This is the kernel. What's the kernel? The chiddush is, what did Rashi say? Be'emsom lav hoderhu. What did Reb Tarfon say yesterday in the Mishnah? Allah medalin on the base. What did Reb Tarfon say? Noktam rosho is what? It's kosher. Excellent. Who do we passing like? Rambam passing like Reb Tarfon. We don't need hadar. Reb Tarfon does not require hadar at all by hadas. So therefore, you don't need the shloshin achim alden lachin barosh abad. Still, what a hadas kosheru, because you don't need hadar bahadas. Memele, what Rav Chista says barosh kolecha vechen, and Rashi says the middle is not out of her. Who's that going according to? That's going according to the Mishnah daflam and beis and beis that requires what hadar bahadas. Hadas and nachtam rosh is possible because we assume hadar you require bahadas. Hadas require bahadas, but according to the halacha we pass it like who? We pass like Tarfon, who does not require what? Hadam Shak the Rosho's kosher. Like the Ram says, Birkas Allah, hey, you don't need Hadar Behidr. You don't need Hadar Behadas. Memela, what? Yeah, Memela, what comes out from this? You don't need to be a Rosh Abad because there's no din hadar and hadas. Therefore, by nishu rov olav, what's the din? By nishu rov olav, what's the din? They could be in the middle. That's fine. It's kosher because you don't need hadar v'hadas. So why do you need it by yavish then? Are you getting this, Don Avram? So why do you need it by yavish? This is moiridik, guys. Why don't you need it by yavish? What's the answer? What's the answer why you don't need it by yavish? Because why? Rashi says in the middle it's not what hadar. I'll give you a different answer. It's mace. It's like it's dead. Lo amesi mehalaluka. Remember that we had the Yerushalmi? That with the glula v'yavish you cannot praise Hashem because it's like it's dead. Lo amesi mehalaluka. So to a hadar yavish is dead. A yavish hadas. It's not that it's hadar. It's dead.
Wait.
Yavish hadar hadas. The license. Get it straight. A hadas that is yavish is base. You don't need hadar. But it's a problem for a new din. It's a new din of mace. It's a luck of mace. And if it's a luck of mace, right? And that's what the Miri asks. Miri and Lamadabas and Maskam Mishnishin, he says, Gedoli Arabonim, how does it go on Hadas? Does it go on Arava? So why is Yavish Posel? Lidaiti Enu Kasha. Dimi Acher she also Yavshusha Prebrichas Biyad. I put my fingernail on it. Hare Kamosha Enon. It's like they don't exist. It's like that Yushalmi that I told you. Memele. Memele. What makes it alive? What makes it alive, guys? That the top one is chai, it's lach. If the top one's dry, it's dead. And dead, hapi alach et lomdus. But if the top one is moist, then it's what? Then it's assuming that it's alive. It's not dead. The mele, the Rambam insists, is by yovesh, it better be the top, better be moist. Because it didn't nace. Whereas when it comes to anishra of olav, it's a din in what? It's a din in hadar. But you don't need hadar. So all you need is to be koveh that it's part of the family of a minhadas. Therefore, the row anywhere is good. Isn't that meiridik? And that's why the Rambam distinguishes between yavesh, that it has to be rosh abadim, whereas nishru can be anywhere one line is considered to be good enough al pi din. Even the emsabad, that's called avos. Mashenke ben posul yavesh is psul kemeis. It's only with tali and rosh abadim. And therefore, that's if it's yavish rosh abad, that's a simon that it's mace. But if it's moist, then it's a simon that it's alive. Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable, this kibbutz. What would you say? That's the din, but it's only when it's dry on the top. Yeah, if it's wet on top, it's fine. Oh, lefize. One sec, Adam. What'd you say?
Did we say it's all hypothetical?
No. I'll be din. This is the halacha. Or distinguished in Nishu Rov Olav. That's why it's very good in the geography of the Gemara. What do I mean by geography of the Gemara? Where did it mention Rosh Kolabad Obad? Where did it mention it? By Yavish, no? Didn't it? My Gemara, you read it nicely. It only said it by Yavish, no? No? Yavshu Rov Olav, no? Didn't say it by what? It's very meduic in the Gemara. Comes out very beautiful in the Gemara. Very, very beautiful. Halachon Maisim. Keep in mind, though, we're passing that what? That the issue of Nishur of Olav is fine because, you know, we pass like a tarfin. Oh. Now let's take this a step further. We'll get to you, Adam. According to the, what was the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha and Arama? What was the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha and Arama? On the Balita, rather, you remember? Why did the Gemara have to say a fancy answer? 7 minus 4 is 3. Just say an answer is Nishur of Olav. What's the answer? What do you say? Why couldn't the Gemara say Nishur of Olav? What do you think the teretz is? So it comes out. So even Nishra of Olav, what does the Ravid say? What does the Balitar say? You need it to be on the top, not in the middle. That's not because you need Hadar Bahadas, right? It's not because of Hadar Bahadas, because the Emsom is not here. The Balitar say we pass like a tarfin. What's the reason why you need Dinovus? What does he say? Please get this line down. According to the Balitta, you need Ovis to be on the Rosh Abad. You need Ovis to be in the Rosh Abad to show it's part of the family. Even though Nishrolov, you need to be on the top. So Lamaisa, it comes out that the Balitta, the Gemara could not have answered what Nishrolov, right? Gemara could not have answered that. The Gemara was asking, if you hold what? Naktam Rosh's Pasul, according to the Mishnah, need Hadar. So what's Nisharov Olof? Let me ask you a question. Our Gemara is working with which Mishnah? Reb Tarfon or our Mishnah? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds you need Hadar Bewat Hadas. So Mimele, you couldn't have given that answer, Nisharov Olof. You follow me? You could not have given that answer, Nisharov Olof. Because Gemara was asked this kasha according to our Tan, our Mishnah holds you need Hadar Bahadas. So Nisharov of Rov Olof would not have fulfilled that. So Mimele, you couldn't give that answer. You had to say 7 minus 3. Because the initial level wouldn't have been good because it would have been Hadar. Even if you left with 3, Barosh Abad, it still would have been possible because not Hadar. That's why the Gemara didn't give the answer. Whereas by Yavesh, as long as Barosh Abad, it's fine. As long as Barosh Abad, it's fine. Hey, yo, we paskin. How does the Ram Nabalit their paskin? Nisharov Allah, you don't need Hadar anyway, so all you need is one line, right? But our Gemara Lamaisa said that wouldn't have been enough. Because our Gemara is all you need Hadar. So one line wouldn't have been enough. So it comes out according to what? It comes out according to the Rambam. All you need is what? One line to show you that it's what? Oh, it doesn't have to be on the top. Halach lomais by nishra of olav. Whereas the Baal Itta says no. In order to determine that it's part of the family, it's got to be Rosh Abad. By nishra of olav. So you got that machleis Rambam in the Baal Itta? In order to determine nishra of olav, do you need that one line to be up there or not? I'm Rosh Abad. The Rambam says no, anywhere is fine. Baal Itta says nishra of olav, you need it to be there. Halacha l'maisa. And the Rambam holds, even the Emsa, it's good to call it as Avos. If you look in the Taz, in Simen Tov Reish Mem Vav Sifkat Yud, he says, Halacha l'maisa. He says, in Yishtaru, you left Barosh Abad. It's not like the case of Avos, that you needed Barosh. What's the difference? Because here it's because of Hadar. So he says, here, Mishum Hadar, V'imein Lach, Barosh Allah Ave Hadar. But if there's the din avos, so avos, you don't need it to be on the top line. That's the Rambam Shita. The Taz is speaking out the Rambam Shita. Whereas it comes to Hadar, Lamaisa, you need it to be what? You need it to be Barosho, Lamaisa. And you need it to be, he says you need it to be Barosho, and we're saying even more that it's got to be Barov, Halach Lamaisa. It's got to be Barov. That last Taz, Lamaisa, that points out that Lamaisa by avos, you don't need to be Barosho, here it's Mishum Hadar. And if it's not Lach, Barosho, it's not Hadar. So it's got to be beautiful. We're saying even Rov Lamais. That's why the Gemara couldn't have given that Teretz. Halach Lamais would impossible anyway, because it's not Hadar. So that's the Teretz. This is the whole Shtickle Teretz we want to say. You follow what I'm saying? This is the whole Shtickle. Now, what degree must it be Yavesh? Please get this. So Machlokes in the Rishonim. What is the degree of Yavshis? Please, by Hadas. The Ravid writes, the Shir of Yavshis is until the Lur turns white. And the Miri says the shear is that if you break it with your hand. We had a similar machlokes by Lulav too as well, if you remember. Okay? If you remember in this chiddush. So this is the shtickle of mice we want to bring out here. Okay? I want you to get this. This is the shtickle we want to bring out. Now, Adam, you had a kasha. Go ahead. What do you say?
Yes. What would be the din for Yavish if it's considered made? How would we
view
from days of 2 to 7 if it's not a din hadar?
Well, if it's a din hadar, we always have to plug in the machlokes Ram Ravid. Ram says hadar is only the first day, not the rest of the day. So I'll do shonim argi.
But if it's mace,
that applies the whole time. That's correct. Yes, well said. That's a good nafkin meaning. Very good. Whenever you start utilizing hadar, you have to shtelzu the machlokes Ram Ravid. Shtelzu, you have to compare it to, okay, or at least model it. Okay, we got that. All right, now let's start the next line of the Gemara. We've got to get the Chumash soon, okay? Let's start the next line of the Gemara, okay? Go ahead, Adam. You did a great job. This is the old shtick. I want you guys to get this. I just saw Rav Ronsweig as I was walking to Shir. I told him we're doing the Sug of Hadashoit, and I asked him the Kasha that we said. Why it wasn't the Mishnah? He said, that's the starting Kasha. That's the starting Kasha of the Mahalach. Why is Hadashoit not in the Mishnah? It's indicative that it's considered to be not a min. The Mishnah is going to mention minim of hadasim that are psulim, stolen, dry. Sifsif is a min arav. That's why it's in the Mishnah. You follow me? Okay. Go ahead, Adam. Let's see the shtickle. Go ahead. Let's see a little bit vayta in the Gemara. Naktam what? Then we'll get to it on Sunday, the old shtickle of dichu. Go ahead. Naktam Rosho.
Naktam Rosho. Shani Ulav.
Did everyone see that rivet about Alfiyah Rosh Ruach HaKosh B'meis Mindrashenu? Perachas Alachay. I want you to make sure you see that arriving inside. Noctum Rosh is a kosher apostle. Ram says it's kosher, but from time, Rav says no. Go ahead, Noctum Rosh, go ahead. Tani Ula.
Tani Ula bar Kinana, Noctum Rosho, but also Bo Tamara.
Ah. It was cut off on the top, but a Tamara what? A Tamara rose. A Tamara rose. The fruit, Domula Tamar, and therefore what's the din? It's kosher, because why? The cutoff point is not Nikaris anymore, says the Mishabura. Tofresh Mem, Sifkat Lamed. If the Tamara grows in that point, it's not Nikar that it was missing anything. Okay? All right, go ahead. What's this, Shiloh? Let's see. Let's see inside. Donnie, ready? Go ahead. Let's see the Shiloh of the Gemara. Boy, what? We'll start at least the Shiloh, and we gotta, we'll say over to Rashi, and then we got to go to Chumash. Go ahead. Boy, what?
Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Noctum Rosho Me'er Yomtov, but also Bo Tamara B'Yomtov.
Oh, what's the Shiloh? It was cut off in Erev Yontif, and then the Tamara's on Yontif. Go ahead, Mahu.
Mahu,
Yish
Dichui Eitz HaMitzvah Salah.
What does Dichui mean? Pushing off. Meaning what? Do we say that what? That since it began Yontif where it was possible, it's always done, it's possible? Or can you save it and say what? As long as it's kosher by the time I what? As long as it's kosher by the time I do it, it's fine. Okay? You got this? Okay, now Rashi points out something very beautifully. It's in the second Dirmaska also. Go ahead, read the Rashi, please. The also
both tomorrow be Yom Tov, Mishnah God, the Talush Nami Sagabe.
So what does he mean, Mishnah God? Avram, please, what's this mean? When does the ballpark begin for this? Only when you tie it together. Now, I want you to get this. You might have made a mistake and think that it's not negat, it's not called dichui. When does the ballpark really begin for this? When Yontif begins. Which we'll discuss more maybe on Sunday too as well.
At night,
we're going to make a deal. We're not going to get to it today. Maybe we'll get to it. The second line, you see the second wide line of Rashi? Rashi is a long line, Kiddush Hayom. We didn't get up to it in the Gemara. Rashi says, on the second wide line on the bottom of the Amud, Rashi says that the ballpark begins even at night. Since on Yontif, though, it's usher to be ogeted because of kosher, Nistami, you did it when? What does Rashi mean? When do you do the Agud Avram?
Before Yontif.
You do it before Yontif. Well said. So the Tamara that rose on Yontif is after it was Negat. I mean, Rashi doesn't literally mean Egad, says the Aruch Lanier.
No,
Rashi doesn't literally mean Egad. What does he mean? He means from the beginning of Yontif. Okay, now you're asking good, Donnie, but don't tie it. You can't tie it. You're not allowed to tie things.
I'm saying you'll put it in the thing.
I understand that's fine, but as long as you're not tying something. If you tie something, it's a problem. So I want you to get down. Please get this, says the Aruch Hanir. There is no way Rashi means Aguda Mamish. Rashi just means that since on Yontif, it's us to do the Aguda Mistami, you did it Erev Yontif. That's what he means. Yontif is when the ballpark begins. Okay? If the date it comes up on Yontif, that's not called Dichui. It was fine before what? Before Yontif. Before Yontif, when the Yontif begins, that's the mitzvah. Okay? Lomai said, that's the chiddush we want to say. Okay? So it could be that Rashi's trying to say, Lomai said, that's the poshup shot we want to tighten. Okay? I think that's the correct view. Because otherwise it's steering Rashi. Rashi in the bottom says, chiddush yom, which means when Yontif begins. And then Rashi here says, misha agar. He doesn't mean misha agar. He means it's usually agar is done before Yontif. That's what he means to say. You got that? Please get that down. That's the Shiloh that we want to bring out here in this halakha. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting. The Miri points this out. There are a lot of times that a detached Hadas sprouts a date. A lot of times that tomorrow, after it's detached, by soaking in the water, it will happen. So don't think this is so crazy. If you put it in the water, it happens quite a bit. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, Rashi writes in Mesechus of Avodah Zarah, please get it down. Mem Zayin Mavim Masko Yesh. That Lashana Acheris is possible. We don't say that since Bechol Shana, there's no mitzvah of Lulav, it's Batal Adichui. The Dichui stays from year to year. Please get this down. He's actually Mistopic Bedover. Reb Moshe, the Jew, is Orach Chaim Chelakimel Simin Sadivov says, even one day in the year, Afliyom Akrab Osashon is kosher. It's only Nidcha from that day. That's what he wants at Taina. It's only Nidcha from that day. That's interesting. That's a Pashup Shas like a Moshe. It's very hard to say, oh, that it's possible for all Sukkahs is it forever? Very hard to say that. But Lamaisa, that's what the Tal Torah is Medayek from Rashi, maybe. He's Mistopic at the end of the day, but Moshe says this can't be, it's crazy. To say that it's Nidcha on one Sukkah is going to be Nidcha for the next one? Very hard to imagine Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So here's the shaila of dichui etzel mitzvahs or not dichui etzel mitzvahs. So I want to just, Lamaisa, get this nekuda, and then we got to get the chumash. Please get this. Where we find many places in Shas, please get this, that karbonis were shechted. Gemara says in Yuman Samach Beis, what are the two yous that are used in Yom Kippur? Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. What happens if the Sar Lazazel dies before the Sar Lashem's blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach? Can you bring another one? A Sir Chadosh? What happens if you, can you bring another Sir Chadosh Lazazel? No. It will not save the Sar Lashem. Once it's done, it's done. So you have to pour its blood out, and you don't sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says, Hanana Mitzri, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara says in Sochim and in Yuma, to Machloikas Tanoim and Amorim, with his Dichu and Kachim, yes? There's definitely Din Kachim. Does it also apply to what? Does it also apply to what? There's a Machloikas Tanoim and Amorim, the Din Dichu and Kachim, does it apply by Kabbalah's Kodim Shenishchatu? Definitely applies after it's been shechted. What are the four avodas? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and then what's Rika? So definitely after the Shechita, if something gets messed up, it's Dichui. Can you have Dichui even before you're shechted? That's a big Machloikas Amorayim, Tanoim and Amorayim. And there's another Suffolk, Rabbi Yirmiyah, does it apply to Mitzvahs? Now what are the study of Suffolk that it should apply to Mitzvahs? Do you learn Mitzvahs from Kachim? Meaning that what? What's the Svar to say that? What's the Svar to say that it's very possible to say that what? Kachim is different than what Chulin. Maybe Mitzvahs is Chulin. So maybe one would say there's no Dichui in Mitzvahs. This is the way Rashi in the Rush, Rashi says in right here. What does Rashi say? Dimasko Yesh. Yesh Dichui Echel Mitzvahs. Go ahead. Read the Rashi there, Adam. Yesh Dichui Echel Mitzvahs.
Yesh Dichui Echel Mitzvahs. Kolomar Nohages Toras Dichui Echel Mitzvahs.
Kishem.
Mishin
Nishkata.
Amas Yitre, the two low hadar chadu.
Right. Hachanami. You say it by mitzvahs. Hoyle the what?
Hoyle the nitre, kishinikam, two low hadar, metzi, baalias tomorrow.
Maybe it's not going to be good when the tomorrow comes. Ahashta.
Ahashta, lo daik, ben yitre, meikara.
There's no difference to whether it originally started bad or it was good and then got bad. The high what?
The high dinikdom, me'er yontif, lo near
no. So that's definitely Dom Dichui Mikar, but he thinks there's no difference between the two, which we'll get back to more on Sunday. But I want you to get the svar of the rush in Moed Katan. What's the side that says there's no Dichui Mitzvahs? Avram? Because a person is Bechuyiv in Mitzvahs. If it's Nidchis Menu Ato, then it should be fine. A Gavra is not Nidchit, right? So from the Gavra's perspective, maybe, see, Karbonis it didn't in the Chefsa. So maybe there's Dichui in the Chefsa. The concept of Dichui, maybe it's only found in the Chafatzim. Who says it's found by Mitzvahs? Gavra's talking about Mitzvahs. And the Gemara, Lamaisa, later on, has two Ofan of Dichui. Dichui Mikara, where then it was Dichui Mikara, or it was Dichui Mikara before, it was Roi, it was Nidcha, another one was Nirav in Nidcha, Halacha Lamaisa. So there's two different types. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is mistopic by both, the Gemara is going to say. However, Amnam Ofen Shehizkir Rabbi Yirmiyah Naktam Roshim Rav Yontov, that's Dichui Mikara. So there, it's possible to say that a Hadas that was already Posel Mishenichlis Yontov, then it's possible to say Nirav Enidcha is Poshet, that it's Posel. If it's Nirav Enidcha, it's Poshet, that it's Posel. The Stab Riosin Posel is something that was good, and now it's bad, because at least it was in the stadium. But maybe what? It was once good, Avram, and then it got bad. So it's Mistabi that always stays bad. Whereas something never was good in the realm of good, maybe that's Taka good. That's what the Ritva says. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was Mistabi, only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, by Kachim, please get this, by Kachim, Dichui Mikar is Dichui, so maybe by Mitzvahs. But Rabbi Yirmiyah himself is not being Mechalik now between Dichui Mikar and Nirav Enidchit. Because he wasn't mechalik between them, Lamaisa. Lohelebi attended to mechalik until the Gemara says it later on Amud Beis. Therefore, Rashi was not masbir that Rashi's lo piresh should be stopping b'shneim. Okay, so Rashi's not masbir stopping b'shneim al pi the Maharam. However, you could say the Balamor and the Tosis Rid say there been a Chananel that Yirmi was mistopic by Vinira Vinivche. What would be the case of Vinira Vinivche that knocked the Roshom of also about tomorrow be Yomtuf? Happened all on Yomtuf. But Dichui mi Ikar, it's Posh, it's not a Dichui. So there is a possibility, get it down, there have been a Chanan on the Balamor, Tosis Rid have been a Chanan, learn our Gemara differently. They say the Shal is Nira Vinivche, but Dichui mi Ikar is not a Dichui. And the Pnei Yeshua adds on, please get this last Nakuda Machlaikis, and then we got to get the Chumash. Machlaikis Pnei Yeshua in the what? And the Taz. Pnei Yeshua says, Minatar, there's no kinds of Dichui on the Mitzvahs. The whole thing's Durabanan. We never learn Chulin from Kachim. Gemara says, Yeshua is Chafavim and Beis. Mitzvahs, the Gabi Kachim are Chulin. So the whole thing is Durabanan. So says the Bach. Pnei Yeshua in the Bach, and the Taz argues, no. Sivitof Reish Mem, Sivkot and Vav. He said, the Sufik is Minatar. Is a Dichui in the Mitzvahs, the Sufik Minatar. According to the what? The Bach and the what? According to Pnei Yeshua in the Bach, so the Durabanan. According to the Taz, the Sufik is the Yeraisim. Please get that. You got that? Avram, you got it? Adam, you got that? The institution of Dichu is on the Psul Drabonon. That's the Pnei Yeshua in the Bach. Because mitzvahs, we never learn Chulin from Kachim. Whole institution owned by Kachim. When I extend the mitzvahs, only the Drabonon. No! Taz says no. Taz says, you mean it's only been that tired. Okay, let's get to Chumash. We're in Parsha Shmini, the Maisen. And there's not too many stories in Vayikra, but here there's a story. And the din is, Nodav and Abihu are killed. Why? Because they offer an Azar, strange fire to Hashem. What is a strange fire? Different reasons given in Medrash. Different reasons. One is, they went in drunk. The other is, they weren't mechuyev to offer this. They just did it on their own. Third one is, they paskin in front of the Rebbe. Fourth one is, they said, whenever Moshe aren't going to die so they can take over. Fifth one is they didn't go in and wash their hands and feet. Sixth one is they didn't take Eitzes. They didn't ask Eitzes about anything. There's all these different reasons what happened. I want to suggest there's one thread. And the thread is that there's no alibi and excuse that my heart's in the right place. I'll end up doing the avoda. It'll be good in the end. But I want to do it when I'm a little drunk. I want to do it when I didn't wash my hands. I want to do it when I pass in front of my Rebbe. The outcome was good. I didn't take Eitzah. The outcome, it came out fine. You don't just look at the end. You look at the process. The process has to be kedasha kedin. And there's no excuse that my heart is in the right place. This was the downfall. This was the downfall of Nodav Avihu. There is a process in halacha. You follow the process. You don't come and say the outcome is the same. There's a halachic messiah. And Nodav and Avihu are killed on the spot because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will not stand for this. I will not stand for looking only at the end, the outcome, and not looking at our process. There are rules and regulations. And even though they were tzaddikim, they made a big mistake. Bikrovaya Kadesh. Stop crying. Stop crying, Rashi quotes, because we want the Beis HaMikdash to be what? Miskadesh, the Mishkan, through their deaths. Not because you think your own sins caused their death. The sins of the fathers caused the death of the children. It's not true. We don't want people to think that. We want this to the die al Kiddush Hashem, and for the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMishkan to be Niskadish. But this is the element, the thread of all the six. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that in this week's parsha also, you have the whole story being Modal Emes. Moshe says to Aaron, I was wrong regarding the machlokes they had about the kutchim. We've spoken once, we gave a drosh in the Musa Shmuz about Modal Emes. We don't need to elaborate it on. But Modal Emes is the flip side of that. You're not arrogant. In the same parsha as the Tikkun, a person that's arrogant never can be Modal Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem saying I was wrong.
and the stakes were very high. They could have said, oh, if he's saying he's wrong on this, he's wrong on everything. He didn't care. I looked for only emes. There was no arrogance by Moshe. Anav mikolotam. There was an arrogance of what? Not of an avidu. Looking only at the outcome, ignoring a process is arrogance. Is gaiva. To that Hashem, it's unacceptable. You know, to Hashem, you know what that is? An abomination. Tovas Hashem kol kvar lev. The abomination to Hashem is someone's about gaiva. Someone who has gasli ruach is not in the mechitza of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want to hear from someone's about gaiva. That's what someone looks only at the sum, the outcome. And I want to close with Vayidom Aron. Aron is like a rock. It doesn't say Vashosik. He was like a rock, says the Chofetz Chaim. You couldn't tell. He was like an inanimate object. He made no cry. Imagine Rachmon Litzlan. He doesn't say a word. Vayidom Aron. But he wanted to say something in his mind, says the Medrash. You know what he wanted to say? He wanted to say, Bayom Hashmini Yimo B'Sor Abasa. He wanted to say, the 8th day is the mitzvah of meal. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? He wanted to say, Bayom Hashmini Yimo B'Sor Abasa, when he saw his 2 sons die, Rahman al-Islam. That's what he wanted to say. What does that mean? It's a pella. This is a medrash plea, a wondrous medrash. So I want to share with you 3 pshat on this. The first pshat is from the Sefer Shemin Kik. Why is the mitzvah of meal on the 8th day, says the Gemara, needed? Because Hashem knows the parents are charged with emotions when their baby is born. They need 8 days to rest, to calm down, to enjoy the bris with the whole family and the community. So that's why meal is on the 8th day. That's what Aaron could have said. Aaron could have said, why is it that they have to die during the simcha of the Chanukah Samishkan? Why do you need to damper it? If they needed to be punished, why couldn't it be done afterwards? Why did it need to be done now? That's what he meant to say, Vayom Hashmini Yimos, and he didn't say it, Vayidom Aron, but he could have made that tiny to Hashem, and he didn't. That's the first pshat. Second pshat. Says the Sefer Yalkut Sofer. We are not born circumcised. Only 13 men have been born circumcised in the world. 12 were good, 13th was bad. Bilam. He had the potential to be good. Why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of Mila? Because we have to be action-orientated. Meisen! We can't be passive. We have to be active. And that starts off in the beginning of your life, that there's a Mila, action, a Mila done on you. That's what he could have said. He said how he could have said to Hashem, at least they're bringing a korban Hashem. It might have been a foreign fire, but at least they were doing an action. That's what he wanted to bring out by saying Vyoma Shmini Yimo Basar Lasol. Mila connotes Meisim. That's what they were doing. But he was quiet. Ayidom Aron. And then lastly, number 3, from the Shari Simcha. What happens, Rahmanul Islan, if a baby dies during the Mila? It's a horrible thing. But do the parents really know this baby? It's only 8 days old. Do the parents really know the baby? It was much more dangerous. Bizman HaGemara wasn't Sekhanus Lubash, but it was more dangerous. If something happens, they don't really know the baby. Nadav and Avi were older already. He had a great relationship with them. He knew them quite well. And now Hashem kills them. He says to Hashem, if you wanted to kill them, why do you do it after the relationship was forged? Just like Mila was, if something bad happens, you really don't know the baby. But since the relationship's already been forged, why did you do it? But what, Avram? Vayidom Aron. He was quiet. He was silent like a rock. This is what we have to bring out, guys. We have to look at the process. very important how you get to the end. You don't go in the basement you're drunk, or you pass in front of your Rebbe without washing your hands. You know what else I forgot to mention? They didn't get married. You know why they didn't get married? Because they felt they would be able to be what? They felt they could be able to serve the tzibor better. Because they wouldn't have family. They wouldn't have kids. Some say they didn't want to get married because they want nafsho chasheke b'tayr. They wanted to just learn. If they wanted to learn, why did they want to become the leaders? When you become a leader, it's going to take away from your learning. So you see, it wasn't real. It was all this, what, this notion of not realizing the process. Hashem tells you, get married, you have kids. You don't look at the end. This is what this story conveys to us. And it conveys that Aaron accepted the din. Rahman al-Islam, no one should go through this. Rahman al-Islam. But he had kindness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he kept quiet. No one could say it, couldn't see a thing. But he felt. He didn't look angry. That's what Shosik might have said. He didn't look sad. He was diamond like a rock. He could have said, why couldn't you give it some time till after the Mishkan? He could have said they were doing an action. He could have said, you know what? The relationship's been forged already. Why do it now? But he didn't say a word. And this is what we have to realize. Krav al Mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, you come close to the Mizbeach. Krav al Mizbeach. You come close to the Mizbeach. Encourage people. The Simcha, always. Not to alienate. Come close to the Mizbeach. It's your turn, Aaron. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Krav al Mizbeach. Speak benachas. The Simcha. Encourage. Mechazik. As we follow the footsteps of Moshe and Aaron, and learn the message, the devastating message, the horrific tragedy of Nadav Aviv. Let us internalize it that it should never happen again. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. We'll finalize whether it's March May 15th.